The Mishnah says like this: Yesh chayiv al maisei shoroi. Sometimes a person is chayiv for the action of his shor. Upoter al maisei atzmoi. But if he himself does the same type of a damage, he would be potter. I'm like, we'll soon see, because we say kom lebi rab minei, in the case that he would be chayiv misa. In the opposite way, it could be that a potter al maisei shoroi, you're potter for the action that your shor does. But the chayiv amaisi yatzma, you could be chayiv on the damage that you, that a person does. Kate said, what's the case? Shoroi shabayish. Let's say your shor, your ox, embarrassed a person. He didn't give him damage, he just embarrassed him. So potter, that's what we had before. The pasuk says, ishbiya misai v'loi shor ba misai. Only a man is chayiv in the dalad dvorim in busha, and not a shor. Shor is potter, even though it embarrasses a person. But Verusha Bayish Chayiv, if a person embarrasses somebody else, then he's Chayiv. What about Shoiroi Shasima Efein Avda Vihippol Eshinoi Potter? Let's say you have your ox that blinded an Eved, or else took out the tooth of an Eved. The Lacha is your Potter. There's no such halacha that the Eved goes out free. It's only if the master hits his Eved that he goes out free, not if his shor hits the Eved. But Verusha Sima Sayin, if the master knocks out the eye of his Eved, if ein avdei, or else for hippel, as she know, he takes out the tooth of his eved, is chayiv, then the master is chayiv, and his eved goes out free. What about shoroi shechovel bi'oviv uvimoi chayiv? Let's say one shor does damage to its father, to its mother, so the bala shor is chayiv. But v'hu shechovel bi'oviv uvimoi, but if a person damages the chavola to his father or to his mother, he's potter, because alokha rizden is chayiv misa, so we say kamlei b'rabi minei. Now what's going to be shoyra shehidlik et ha'godish b'Shabbos? Let's say your shor takes a fire and burns up a cornfield on Shabbos. So chayiv, the bala shor is chayiv, your shor did damage. There's no difference between Shabbos and the weekday. But for who should hidlik et ha'godish? But if a person lights up a cornfield on Shabbos, the Shabbos potter, the person is potter. Mipnei shum is chayiv in ashrei. Because he's chayiv misa for the action, what he did a malach on Shabbos, he did avora. Therefore, it's chayiv mitzvah. So we say, "Kom leib de rabbi minei." Mor says, "Tony Rabbi Avuha came to Rabbi Yechanan. The Avuha learned in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and he said like this. He told him over that kol hamakalkulin peturim by all the lametes malachas on Shabbos. If somebody does it in the way of kukol, of destroying, destruction, you're potter on Shabbos. Chutz mi chayvul umaver, excluding these two malachas. The malach of chayvul, if you do damage to somebody else, you make blood, you make him bleed." Or else, mavi, you burn something, even though you're destroying it, still you're chayiv. This is the way Rabbi Yehuda said over in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains how does he know it? He learns out psukim from Nilo, or else from Israel, from killing somebody on Shabbos. But he learns out in these two cases, we say kilkul is chayiv. However, Rabbi Yechanan holds not like that. Omeles, Rabbi Yechanan said back and said, Puk Tani Levro, go take this learning and take it outside. As if to say, Chayvul Umavar ain't a Mishnah. Whoever learned this is not a good learning, it's wrong. Because he holds that you're potter. If you hit somebody and you make him bleed, and you did it only for destruction, then might see a potter on Shabbos. If so, the Yimtim Tzloim, if you want to tell me Mishnah, that there is such a Mishnah like this, that if you Chayvul on Shabbos, or if you Umavar on Shabbos, you Chayiv, you should know it's only in the case of Chayvul B'tzarach L'Kalboi. If you make somebody bleed, because you need the blood to give it to your dog. Rashi says, "B'tzorach l'kalboi, tevi mekalkul amanas l'sakin." True, it's a kukul right now, you're making somebody bleed, but it's amanas for tikkun, you need the blood for your dog. So Rashi says, "Efekash, ay, v'hoda tanan," that's what we learn, "Nitzrar ha'adam afopish lo yotza," that if you just hit somebody and the blood comes to the top of the surface, make like a black and blue mark, you're chayiv for that alone, even though the blood did not come out. If so, where is there a case that it's tzorach l'kalboi? How do you need the blood there? So Teres Rashi says, is there yichayiv mishum tzaveya Yehuda mechayiv? There yichayiv because of tzaveya, you may you're dying like your hand. But in the case that yichayiv for chavola, that's where the blood comes out, and we're talking about in a case where you need the blood for your dog. Or else, Mavir, where's the case of making a fire that yichayiv on Shabbos? But tzorach l'yofra, in the case where you need the ashes, so therefore you're making a fire for the purpose to use the ashes. Tanan, so Mar Sakasha Tanan, we learned that our Mishnah, Shoyroi Shed, like Esagodish B'Shabbos Chayiv. When you're sure burns up a Goddish on Shabbos, you should know your chayiv. But for who shehid lekes a Goddish b'Shabbos potter? But if a person lights up a cornfield on Shabbos, you're potter because we say, come leib the rab minei. Ukitani, now the Mishnah Gemara says in Mimaz Medayik, who dunya the shoroi? He is just like his shor. Ma shoroi, just like when the shor does damage. The loike boy lay, Pasha the shor does not need the ashes, he does not need the destruction. It's a pure destruction, it's a pure kilkel.